Concours Écricom, 2003, épreuve d'anglais oral, texte numéro 13. Pester Power. To five-year-old Elliot Shankland, the visit was like going to a party. He did not know it was called a focus group, but he did know there were lots of sweets, friends and toys to play with, a video to watch, and a nice chatty lady to make sure it all went with a swing. For the advertising agency staff watching Elliot and his friends from behind a two-way mirror, this was the perfect opportunity to observe the reactions of small consumers up close and to work out new and ingenious ways to look into their nascent imaginations and appeal to their developing tastes. Focus groups for five-year-olds are part of the huge and growing business of marketing to children. And now, market research companies are even running them for toddlers. Catherine Malvisi, who identifies children for focus groups in southwest London, says she was recently asked to recruit three-year-olds. Though heaven alone knows what they get out of them at that age, she says. Elliot, now seven, who lives with his mother Caroline and three brothers in Twickenham, West London, is quite clear about what the nice lady wanted to get out of him when he formed part of the focus group for a new cartoon at the age of six. He was less clear about why he had been taken along to the comfortable room with sofas and low table to play with Lego the year before, when he was five. But that does not mean his childish chatter as he fitted bricks together was of no value to the watchers behind the mirror, for a whole new science has developed in how to make children pester, that is, annoy their parents to distraction for the latest must-have toy or snack or piece of clothing. Market research companies specializing in what is being called pester power give children diaries to write down the names of their favorite idols, disposable cameras to photograph images they like, and little dictation machines to record their thoughts, sometimes over a period of months. It is all part of a desperate race to catch on to a trend before it fades and joins the Ninja Turtles, Pokemon cards and other toys discarded at the bottom of the toy cupboard, according to Claire Borman, Associate Director of Qualitative Research at the Leeds-based market research company Nunwood Consulting. Nunwood has an in-house team that finds children through personal contacts, door-to-door inquiries, or standing on the street and approaching mothers. In addition to regular focus groups for different ages, it recruits panels of about 300 children aged 5 to 10 who stay on board for 6 months. British youngsters are exposed to more advertising during children's television programmes than any other children in Europe, including up to about 100 ads in 3 hours of programmes on a Sunday morning. Fin du texte 13.